You are listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that talks about what's happening on the Majestic Theater stage, as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert Music School, you can give us a call at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. My name is Robert Dion. I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic Theater and the Administrator for Ted Herbert's. And today I'm alone in the studio, but I got some exciting announcements. We're going to announce our 2019-2020 Majestic Main Stage season. We're doing a big kickoff event tonight, which I know this program won't air till after that, which is great. We always kick off our season every year to our current subscribers. We are doing Pie Night tonight, so we have a healthy group of subscribers coming tonight for Pie and to sign up for the next year's season. It's a really, really great event for us. You might look back in a few programs and know that I already announced our 2019-2020 Majestic Academy season, and I'm going to give you those shows again just in case you missed that program. We announced the Academy season earlier because we have to have auditions for the first show. The first Academy show is in October, so we have to announce that really early in order to get that. So we typically announce the Academy season like in June, and then we announce the adult shows in September. So you'll remember that I announced we're in rehearsal right now with two different youth shows. You think that we're pretty crazy. We have, in the next 10 months, we've got 15 shows planned over the next 10 months in three different venues. So it's quite the busy season for us, and we do that because we've got a lot of people that want to do theater, and we want to provide that for the community. But one of the areas that we've grown the most on the past couple years is our Majestic Academy. Point made, last year when we auditioned our fall production of Into the Woods, we had close to 100 teens and youth audition for that production, and we only had 45 spots max. So that was a lot of, I always say it's 45 calls that were really sad to make of kids and teens that we just couldn't put in our program. So this year we decided to add an extra show. We're doing James and the Giant Peach Jr. In October, followed by the week after, the Addams Family School Edition. Now, James and the Giant Peach, as you know, that's our younger group. It's going to be ages 7 to 13. Got a good group of kids, having a lot of fun rehearsing that show. James and the Giant Peach Jr. is a show that you might have seen the movie with Tim Burton. Guess what? It's nothing like that, thank goodness, because that's kind of a creepy movie. This is more kid-centered. It's actually written by Pasek and Paul. James and the Giant Peach has the music and lyrics written by the same guys that wrote the music and lyrics for Dear Evan Hansen, which is a huge show, hugely popular right now, as well as The Greatest Showman, and most of you have seen that movie. So the music's a lot of fun. The story's great. You might have read the books as a kid by Roald Dahl, and I would love to have you see you that. All of our youth and teen shows are at the Derry Opera House still. You ask, why do we do them there and not at our theater in Manchester? Well, it's basically a matter of size. All of our bigger productions are still done at the Derry Opera House. We love that venue, and we do some of our smaller adult productions in our Manchester Majestic Studio Theater. So all of our youth and teen productions are in Derry. Addams Family, you've seen the movie. This is a full, there's a full stage version of that show. We are doing the school edition, which is a little bit shorter than the full version. We're doing that with our teens from ages 12 to 17, and we're excited about that. In January, you remember we're doing Fiddler on the Roof Jr., a smaller version of the story Fiddler on the Roof, specific for kids and teens. If you have a kid or teen that is interested in auditioning, by all means, get on our mailing list online at www.majestictheater.net. We will be announcing Fiddler on the Roof Jr. audition soon. It'll probably audition, I would imagine, usually in October sometime, and that performance is in January, at the end of January. We're excited this year to bring back a show we did many, many years ago, Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr., happening in March, March 20th through the 22nd at Derry Opera House. And then rounding off our Majestic Academy season is Monty Python's Spamalot School Edition. Spamalot is a very, very fun show. Hasn't been done a lot in New Hampshire, at least the kid one hasn't been done a lot. We're doing this with our teens. So best thing to do, like I said, go to our website, get your name in the emails for auditions. Even if you're an adult and you're interested in theater, get your name on our email list. Every time we announce an audition, we always send out an email through the email list saying, hey, we are announcing an audition. You don't have to have any prior experience. If you like theater or you'd like to try it, we'd love to have you. So by all means, come and audition. And usually when we announce that audition, usually the audition, it tells you when the rehearsals are, all the characters that are available, when the shows are, all the stuff that busy people need to know in order to make a decision whether you can commit to the project or not. So we give all that stuff out at the very beginning. So, but I want to make sure I spend all of our time today on announcing the 2019-2020 Majestic Main Stage season. If you want to check this out again, you can go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're putting more and more videos on our YouTube channel. On YouTube, we're Majestic NH603. So definitely subscribe there. You'll see a promo video there for that as well. By the time this program airs, it'll be on there. It's there, but it's hidden right now until after tonight's event. But we actually have a good amount of shows for just adults. These shows this next year will include dinner theater performances at the Executive Court, smaller comedies and plays at our Majestic Studio Theater, as well as a couple bigger shows that we are having at the Derry Opera House. Always, cannot stress enough, to look at the location of the show before you go to the show or look at your tickets. We have a lot of people, well, I shouldn't say a lot, but every show, it seems like every couple of shows, we have someone that goes to the wrong place, and we do everything we can to prevent that, so just look at your tickets. This Christmas, we're very excited, and we're doing two Christmas shows this year. Why? Why not? Our first show of our 2019-2020 Majestic season for Main Stage is Judy's Scary Little Christmas. Let me read you the synopsis for that. Judy Garland is primed for her biggest comeback ever, the dazzling star of her own TV special, broadcast live on Christmas Eve 1959. Judy's guests include Bing Crosby making some holiday grog, Ethel Merman plugging her Hawaiian album, and Liberace with a handsome sailor in tow. However, mysterious snafus behind the scenes and cameo appearances by commie-baiting Vice President Richard Nixon, who performs a magic act, and blacklisted writer Lillian Hellman, who's forced to read Children's Letter to Santa with a puppet, throws Judy's program off course. The surprise climax when the arrival of Joan Crawford is interrupted by the spectral figure of Death. The evening takes a detour into the Twilight Zone as the celebrities are forced to confront lies between their legends. Devastated and alone, Judy meets a special fan who ultimately proves that, despite her flaws, her shining legacy still endures. You might not have ever heard of Judy's Scary Little Christmas, and I have to tell you, it's written by Church and Weber. Jim Weber is a local New Hampshire guy, and he wrote the show when he was out in L.A., it's only been done one time in New Hampshire. Mad Music and Drama Company did it many, many years ago. I remember I actually saw that show. Phenomenal, phenomenal show. Jim Weber himself will be directing that, and he'll be on this program to talk about it, I'm sure, between now and then. That happens the very first weekend of December, 6, 7, and 8, at the Majestic Studio Theater. And I'm going to go through all this whole list because I'm afraid I'm going to run out of time, but I got to tell you, if there's one show that you don't recognize that you want to see this year, it'll be Judy's Scary Little Christmas. Only one weekend, and I have to tell you, it's a great, great, great show, and we've precast that with actors that are that actually play all of these celebrities, and the actors, I'm so excited for the cast that we have for that show. We've already cast it, and I think it's going to be an amazing show, so definitely check that out. Judy's Scary Little Christmas, opening our 2019-2020 Majestic Main Stage season, December 6th through the 8th. I told you we're doing two Christmas shows. The other Christmas show we have literally just got released for community theater about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that we've been waiting. And as soon as it was announced, we got the rights within the hour it was announced, and we will be the first New Hampshire community theater to produce Elf the Musical. Now, you might remember the movie I can't think of the guy's name. I'm picturing him. And it's not coming to me. But you know which movie I'm talking about. It'll come to me when I'm not thinking about it. But a title known the world over, Elf the Musical, is a must-produce holiday musical that can easily become an annual tradition for any theater. It's, oh, Will Ferrell. That's it. Will Ferrell. I knew it. Based on the cherished 2003 New Line Cinema hit, Elf features songs by the Tony Award-winning nominees Matthew Sklar and Chad Bugoylin. Just so you know, the other things that those that team has written, they've written The Wedding Singer, and they've written Disney's Aladdin on Broadway. With a book by Tony Award winners Thomas Meehan, Annie, the producers in Hairspray, and Bob Martin, who wrote The Drowsy Chaperone, Buddy, a young orphan, mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag of gifts and is transported to the North Pole. The would-be elf is raised, unaware that he is actually a human, until his enormous size and poor toy-making abilities cause him to face the truth. With Santa's permission, Buddy embarks on a journey to New York City to find his birth father and discover his true identity. Faced with the harsh realities that his father is on the naughty list and his half-brother doesn't even believe in Santa, Buddy is determined to win over his new family and help New York remember the true meaning of Christmas. Hilarious, hilarious show. You can just imagine Will Ferrell, who's absolutely hilarious and everything, and it's based on that character. The music is great. The book is great. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a family musical, so that's definitely a show. I have to tell you, Judy's Scary Little Christmas is PG-13, but Elf the Musical is a family musical. Bring the whole family, happening December 13, 14, and 15 at the Derry Opera House. You're going to absolutely glad you do. This musical is definitely going to become a new classic. You know, I've always said it, nothing against the theaters that do Christmas Carol or Scrooge or, you know, those. But you can go see that, but also come and see something new, too. You'll be glad you did. We open our dinner theater season this year with four different dinner theater shows in January, February, March, and April. You might know we do our dinner theaters now for the past, I want to say this is our fourth or fifth season at the Executive Court. Where's the Executive Court, you ask? Well, Executive Court is near the former Yard Restaurant. I always say either if you go down Mammoth Road right to the point when you hit Londonderry, I think it's called the Backyard Brewery now. It has a brand new place right next door between the hotel and the brewery is the Executive Court. Many of you have been to corporate meetings there, political events, maybe even a wedding there. They do such a great job for us, and we're so happy to be there for another season. We're going to open our dinner theater season in January with a show by Neil Simon. And, you know, I'll tell you, we always say you can't go wrong with a Neil Simon show because they're all so well written and people love them. So we're opening with Neil Simon's The Good Doctor. Now, you might say, well, there's a TV show by that same name. Nope, it's a totally different story. The Good Doctor by Neil Simon came out way, way, way before the TV show. TV show is great too, but that's not the story we're talking about. The Good Doctor. This Broadway hit is a composite of Neil Simon and Anton Chekhov. In one sketch, a feisty old woman storms a bank and upbraids the manager for his gout and lack of money. In another, a father takes his son to a house to initiate him into the mysteries of sex, only to relent at the last moment and leave the boy more perplexed than ever. In another sketch, a crafty seducer goes to work on a wedded woman only to realize the woman has been in command from the first overture. And let us not forget the classic tale of a man who offers to drown himself for 3 rubles. The stories are droll, the portraits affectionate, the humor infectious, and the fun unending. I was pleased to direct The Plaza Suite last year, which was written by Neil Simon, as our dinner theater opener. And I'll tell you, the characters that Neil Simon creates are so great. They're just so funny and clever. And this is a bunch of little sketches all within one common theme that Neil Simon has put together in The Good Doctor. And I'll tell you, it's a hilarious show. You're not going to want to miss it. Dinner theater performances, January 3rd through the 5th, 2020. Our next dinner theater performance after that happens in February. We're bringing a show. So years ago, you might have seen Nana's Naughty Knickers with Catherine DeSalvino. Great, great, great show. Well, we're doing another show written by her. It's called Things My Mother Taught Me. That's happening February 7th through the 9th for dinner theater performances at the Executive Court. It's a romantic comedy from the same writer as Nana's Naughty Knickers. Olivia and Gabe are moving into their first apartment together. They've just unpacked all of their belongings and driven halfway across the country to start a new life together in Chicago. Their moving day doesn't go exactly as planned, though, and things become slightly more complicated when all of their parents show up to help. Can a two-bedroom apartment contain all of the love, laughs, worry, and wisdom that's about to happen? Catherine DeSalvino, great, great writer, doesn't have a lot of shows that she's written. She's only written a handful of shows. They're all really good. You're going to definitely enjoy that. Nana's Naughty Knickers, when we did it years ago, was actually one of our best-selling dinner theater shows ever. And I know that Things My Mother Taught Me is going to be as well. And it's perfect because it's happening right around Valentine's Day. However, if you don't want to do a dinner theater for Valentine's Day on February 7, 8, and 9, we have a show in the Studio Theater happening right after that called Love Sick. And it's from the same writer as Almost Maine, John Cariani. It's a little darker cousin to Almost Maine. John Cariani's Love Sick is a collection of 9 slightly twisted and completely hilarious short plays. Set on a Friday night in an alternative suburban reality, this romp explores the pain and joy that comes with being in love. Full of imperfect lovers and dreamers, Love Sick is an unromantic comedy for the romantic and everyone. Funny show. Was done a couple years ago at the Hatbox Theater in Concord, and I adjudicated it for New Hampshire Theater Awards, and really, really love it. John Cariani, he's another one that, you know, he doesn't have a lot of shows, but his shows are, they all involve these genuine characters that are just so much fun to get to know in a show. So the Love Sick, actually, one difference this year with our season is we're going to be running all of our studio shows, the shows that are happening at the Majestic Studio Theater on Page Street in Manchester. The good news is all of those shows will now run 2 weekends. We know how busy people are, so we're running everything for 2 weekends. So Love Sick is actually happening. It opens on Valentine's Day, February 14th, runs February 14th through the 23rd for 2 weekends at the Majestic Studio Theater. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. For more information about the Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert Music School, you can call us at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. And today we're talking about our 2019-2020 Majestic Mainstage season that's just being announced this week. After Lovesick, we head back into dinner theater. We go dinner theater at the Executive Court the first weekend of March, 5, 6, and 7. With a show, which is kind of a sequel to a show we did years ago at the Chateau by Tom Dudzik. The show we did years ago was called Over the Tavern. Great characters about small town America. This family that just had all these different coming of age and all kinds of different things. Hilarious show. We're actually doing this the second part of the trilogy called King o' the Moon. And in this hilarious, heartfelt sequel to Over the Tavern, the Baczynski family has left the conservative 1950s for the rebellious 1960s. However, prior knowledge of this working-class family is not a prerequisite to appreciate their ongoing trials and triumphs. That pretty much means that you don't have to have seen the first show to understand the second show. Each show stands alone. As Apollo 11 is about to land on the moon, the family gathers to honor their late father's memory, and they quickly become entangled in each other's problems. Rudy is rethinking the priesthood. Eddie is preparing for fatherhood in Vietnam. And Annie is contemplating divorce as their mother, Ellen, considers a new romance. There's rarely a quiet moment in the Baczynski household as a hurdle towards the next decade. I was actually very, very lucky to direct Over the Tavern when we did it many, many years ago at the Chateau. And it's still one of my most favorite shows I've ever directed because the characters and the writing was so good and the cast we had was so strong. I felt like I was reading a novel by directing this show. It was just so great. And King of the Moon is the same style of show. You don't have to have seen the first one to do it. And I have to tell you, this is one writer, Tom Dudzik. He's a great, great writer. I've already gotten an email from him saying, hey, I'd like to talk, and our show's not till March. He saw that we've already gotten the rights to the show. He's reached out to us to say, hey, how can I be involved? I want to tell you some stuff about my play that's going to help you put it on even the best way possible. That's great because you know what? You know, as a director, a lot of times we kind of assume different parts of shows and assume how things are going to go. But if we can talk to the writer, that's huge because that tells us, okay, it gives us a whole inside scoop to what the writer was expecting and what he was thinking when he was writing the show. So I'm really excited. I have to admit, I am directing that one as well. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Definitely check that out. King of the Moon, March 5th through the 7th, 2020, Dinner Theater at Executive Court. Our next Dinner Theater Executive Court happens in April. Now, What do we do in April? We pay our taxes, or at least put an extension in. And we're doing a hilarious show called Love, Sex, and the IRS by Billy Van Bent and Jane Millmore. And the classic farce that everyone should be doing, especially around tax time, guess what we are? Join Trackman and Leslie Arthur. John Trackman and Leslie Arthur are out-of-work musicians who room together in New York City. To save money, John has been filing tax returns listing the pair as married. The day of reckoning comes when the Internal Revenue Service informs the couple that they're going to be investigated. Leslie masquerades as a housewife, aided by John's fiancée, Kate. Complicating matters further, Leslie and Kate are having an affair behind John's back. If you hadn't guessed, Leslie is actually a man. John's mother drops in unexpectedly to meet her son's fiancée, and Leslie's ex-girlfriend shows up demanding to know why Leslie has changed and won't see her anymore. It's like a cross between I Love Lucy and Some Like It Hot. Funny, funny, funny show. We did a show by them, by Van Zant and Millmore many years ago called Sweethearts. Same idea, you know, story about, you know, misunderstandings and cross relationships and all this stuff. Very, very, very funny show. And I'll tell you, if you're like me every year when you have to pay your taxes, and I always end up paying taxes, it's a great time to just be able to come to the theater and laugh and have some fun. So Dinner Theater performance is that April 3rd through the 5th, 2020. You might be saying, how am I going to remember all these dates? The good news is that when this program gets put online, in the next couple days, you can go to our website. All this information will be there. Season subscriptions will be on sale. You can, at the very least, you can see the subscriptions of the shows and the dates. We don't start selling individual tickets to our shows beyond the October shows until the end of October. And we do that because we give our subscribers, if you are a subscriber, you get first pick of all the seats. And then we put tickets on sale for individual tickets. So subscriptions are really cheap. You can get, it's $160 per person, includes four dinner theaters. The dinner theaters are all inclusive. The only thing that includes the meal, the show, the tip, everything. The only thing that's extra is if you want to get a drink at the bar. There's a cash bar at all dinner theaters. And it also includes two flex tickets, good for any other show that's not a dinner theater. So you get the four dinner theaters, two flex shows, and there's more. You can also get, like, say you say, I want to go to all the shows. I want to go to all 15 shows. You get a subscription, which handles your four dinner theaters and two flex tickets, good for any other non-dinner show. There's six shows right now. The other nine shows, you can get special $10 tickets. That's amazing. Some of and regular ticket prices are like anywhere from $15 to $20. So you can get, in essence, a half-price ticket to all the other shows, $10 ticket to all the other shows that you want to go to for the whole season. So we're very loyal to our subscribers. We've had subscribers that have been part of us for all 29 years. That's definitely the way to go. If you like theater and you want to see a diverse group of shows, I always say, and you know, get together with your siblings or your another couple or whatever, or make an evening of it. It's really, really, really a great, great, great time. But we still have more shows. So let me tell you about the last three. So now we're heading into the spring even more. We're bringing back a show that we have not done for many, many years. I think the last time we did this show was when we were still at St. Marie's. You know the story. It's by Robert Harling, and that the show is Steel Magnolias. The action is set in Truby's Beauty Salon in Chincopin, I didn't say that right, Louisiana, where all the ladies who are anybody come to have their hair done. Helped by their eager new assistant, Annelle, who is not sure whether she is still or not still married, the outspoken, wisecracking Truby dispenses shampoos and free advice to the town's curmudgeon, Weezer. I'm not crazy. I've just been in a bad mood for 40 years. An eccentric millionaire, Miss Claire, who has a raging sweet tooth, and the local social leader, Malin, whose daughter, Shelby, who's the prettiest girl in town, is about to marry a good old boy. Filled with hilarious repartee and not a few acerbic but humorlessly revealing verbal collisions, the play moves toward tragedy when, in the second act, the spunky Shelby, who is a diabetic, risks pregnancy and forfeits her life. The sudden realization of their morality affects the others, but also drives to the underlying strength and love, which give the play and its characters the special quality to make them truly touching, funny, and marvelously amiable company in good times and in bad. Great show. You might have remembered the movie. Dolly Parton starred in the movie. And great, great show. I've wanted to redo that show for so many years, and it's been probably at least, it has to have been at least 10 years since we did it. Still Magnolias is at the Studio Theater here in Manchester, Majestic Studio Theater, running for 2 weekends, April 17th through the 26th. We always try to do a mystery in our season, at least one mystery. And who better to write mysteries than Agatha Christie? And we're doing a show that's a New Hampshire premiere of a show called The Rule of Three. It's a mystery thriller happening June 19th through the 28th, 2 weekends, the Majestic Studio Theater. This triple bill of one-act murder mysteries combines the lighthearted comedy Afternoon at the Seaside, in which a detective attempts to find a priceless emerald necklace and the culprit who stole it. The Rats, a dark and chilling tale in which a pair of adulterous lovers find themselves lured to a flat, trapped like rats and framed for murder. And finally, The Patient, a tense thriller in which a woman has been hospitalized after seemingly falling from her balcony. So what they've done, as you know, Agatha Christie has written a lot of full-length shows. We've done some of them. We did And Then There Were None many years ago. We've done The Mousetrap. But Agatha Christie also has a whole collection of smaller, shorter plays. And what the royalty company has done is they've put together these trios of some of the smaller Agatha Christie plays. So The Rule of Three, you're going to get three small stories, all of which are different, all of which are exciting and thrilling and mysterious. So The Rule of Three, like I said, happens in June 19th through the 28th, 2 weekends at the Majestic Studio Theater. We always end our season every year in July with a huge, really big musical. This past year, we did Jekyll and Hyde the musical, which was tremendously popular. Summer before, we did Best Little Whorehouse. Summer before that, we did High Fidelity. And this next year, we're going to something that's a little more of a classic called The Secret Garden. Now, you might say, another theater just did The Secret Garden. Well, the good thing is that by the time we do it, it'll have been almost about a year and a half since they did it. And I have to say, I saw The Secret Garden at that theater, and it was really, really phenomenal. And I'm very excited that we're going to put it on our stage again. We've done The Secret Garden before. We did it many, many years ago at the St. Marie Theater. But it is running in July for 2 weekends at the Derry Opera House, July 10th through the 18th. And it was the winner of the 1991 Tony Award for Best Book of a Musical. This enchanting classic of children's literature is reimagined in a brilliant musical style by composer Lucy Simon and Marcia Norman, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright of Night Mother. Orphaned in India, 11-year-old Mary Lennox returns to Yorkshire to live with her embittered, reclusive uncle Archibald and his invalid son Colin. The estate's many wonders include a magic garden, which beckons the children of haunting melodies, and the dreamers, spirits from Mary's past who guide her through a new life, dramatizing The Secret Garden's compelling tale of forgiveness and renewal. It's going to be a beautiful production. I'm really excited for that. It'll be a family musical, something that everybody can come. A lot of you have read the book, The Secret Garden, and we're happy to be able to top off our season for 2019-2020 for our main stage season. So that's all the shows, and I'm at time, but definitely check out our website, www.majestictheater.net. Check out the subscription. I didn't tell you also, if you do a subscription, you don't have to pay the $160 at once. You can split it out over 4 or 5 months. So if you're on a budget, you can easily still have a subscription and pay for it monthly until it's paid off. We do that so that everybody can have the access to our great shows and great theater. If you're an actor of any age and you want to audition, check out our website, get your name in our email list, all that stuff. So we're running, we're jumping on our feet, and we're away we go on our next season. We hope you'll join us often. If you have any questions or suggestions for future programs, by all means, shoot me an email, rob@majestictheater.net. Or remember always that the world is a stage. Music is the voice of the soul. We will see you next time.